This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWHP, that's IVPWHP, at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
Theology isn't just for scholars. It's for everyone, including our families. In his book, Faith Foundations, Brian Dembosic introduces and explores core Christian doctrines, providing parents and children the essential truths of Christianity. Through 99 family devotions, Faith Foundations shows that discipleship isn't meant to be done alone, and it definitely isn't just for grown-ups. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details.
This is IVP. Welcome to the Wholehearted Households Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. In every episode, we spotlight a book of the Bible, share a discipleship nugget for you and your family, and end with a spiritual practice to draw closer to God. So, I'm pretty new at parenting. I've had to learn a lot as I go, as I parent my little girls. And as it turns out, the story of Exodus parallels my experience of parenting in that Israel was also learning as they went how to be God's people. So if we think back to last week, Genesis was kind of the origin story of Israel, and Exodus is the childhood years where we see ancient Israel being birthed as a nation, formed out of their escape from slavery in Egypt. We see them take their first faltering steps into meeting and following Yahweh. And when I say faltering, I mean it. They make mistakes, misunderstand the character of God, and even get themselves stuck wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Does any of that sound familiar? As ancient as the story is, it has much to teach us and our families about what it means to follow God. Let's invite God now to be with us during this time together. Dear God, may you open our ears, our minds, our souls, and our whole hearts to receive whatever you may have for us and our families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today's Bible Spotlight focuses on the book of Exodus and is adapted from Beginning with God, a basic introduction to the Christian faith by James W. Sire. The book of Exodus focuses heavily on the life of Moses, the leader of God's chosen people who brings them out of slavery in Egypt and to the very edge of the promised land of Canaan. In Exodus 3, we find Moses living in exile in the desert, having fled from punishment in Egypt. Moses sees a burning bush, a bush on fire but not consumed, and this is where God reveals himself to Moses, saying, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." From there, God reveals his plan for Moses to lead the Israelites to freedom, and Moses follows up with a question. "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God, in his compassion, responds by revealing his personal name. It is one of the great moments of Revelation history. In verse 14, he says, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." I am is the translation of the Hebrew letters, and in English Bibles, this is often rendered as Yahweh. The word comes from the Hebrew verb to be, and indicates that God not only is, but was and shall be. He is the eternal God, the God who's not just in one time or space. Though he is also God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's only a piece of it. He is the God of all the universe. God's name magnifies the idea of God as creator. He is always existing and is the source of all else that exists. He is what he is because no one is like him. He answers to no one, for he is the source of all answers.
It's time for this week's discipleship nugget. When the Israelites walked out of Egypt, through the parted Red Sea, towards freedom and the Promised Land, They certainly felt overwhelming gratitude and praise, but you can imagine they were also filled with great uncertainty. Questions like, are we safe? Who's in charge here? Who is this Yahweh and what does he expect of us? Would have lived right next to feelings of relief and gratitude for their miraculous escape. And when you and your family inevitably find yourselves at a crossroads, a threshold, or that uncertain in-between space, you can follow these steps to model and foster deeper trust in God. First, remind yourself and your family that God is worthy of our trust. Read aloud what God promises to his people in Exodus 14. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still. Sit with these words and let them sink in. And then, invite yourself and your family to be honest with God, the same way that the Israelites did. When the Israelites are confused and exhausted, they don't let their complaints stew and turn into resentment. They're vocal and honest. God invites our families to that same honesty. You can model this for younger kids by including age-appropriate expressions of honesty in your own prayers, such as, God, I'm worried about Grandma in the hospital. Please take care of her and help me to not feel afraid. Then you can prompt your kids to share their own feelings and offer them to God in the same way that you did. And if your kids are a little bit older, invite them to voice their raw questions to God in a journal or out loud on their own, away from other ears, even yours. This can help to foster a sense of safety and ownership of their relationship with God, allowing them space to voice things that they might otherwise be too embarrassed or afraid to share. And finally, if feelings of uncertainty or anxiety bubble back up in the following days or weeks, you can retell the story of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt as a reminder that God saw their struggle and acted, and that he sees your family struggle too, and is just as active today. As you go through this week, may you be reminded of God's provision, care, and love for you and your family, and may it lead you to deeper trust in our Redeemer.
Welcome to this week's spiritual practice, where we'll take a moment to connect with God together. Like last week, we'll continue to engage in the practice of centering prayer, described in the Spiritual Disciplines Handbook by Adele Albert Calhoun. As a refresher, the ancient practice of centering prayer helps us to connect with God beyond spoken words. In our stillness, we are grounded in God's love. Today's prayer word will draw us back to who God is and has always been for his people. Redeemer, let's begin. Settle into a comfortable position wherever you find yourself. Loosen your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Take a few deep breaths. Now place yourself in the center of God's love and the awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence with you. Quiet your mind and body and enter the river of life that carries away your distracting thoughts. When these thoughts inevitably come, gently return to the presence of Christ through our prayer word, Redeemer. We'll take the next few minutes in quiet prayer. As we close our time of centering prayer, end with 2 to 3 deep breaths in Christ's presence, accompanied by this prayer inspired by Exodus 15:13. In your unfailing love, guide me to your sacred home. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast, a production of InterVarsity Press. We pray that you and your family have been blessed by this episode as you seek to follow Jesus with your whole heart. Please check out our show notes to learn more about the books, resources, and authors referenced in today's episode, and use code IVPWHP to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any of these books at ivpress.com. This podcast was made possible by the generous support of the Lilly Endowment. If you appreciated the resources in this episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast player. The show was written and produced by Karen Savella-Stallard, Caitlin Borek, Abby Lee, and Travis Albritton, and narrated by Caitlin Borek, Jack Reese, and Karen Savella-Stallard. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. Join us next week for another episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast.
Parents today have a daunting task, helping their kids to love and follow Jesus in a world that pushes many competing narratives to do the opposite. In the Teach Your Children Well podcast, host Sarah Cowan Johnson reveals two approaches that Christian parents can choose from to teach their kids, one informed by the world culture and one informed by the biblical story. Through enriching and engaging conversations, Sarah and her guests explore what each approach has to say about a range of topics, such as technology, anxiety, sexuality, and much more. And you'll discover how the biblical story offers wisdom and good news for the 21st century parent. Listen or watch today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.